5 days a week?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Why do the full workout? Just because I think in that aspect I have a lot of stuff to prove. I've been training in Tampa. My trainer's gonna be mad. I can't remember the name, but I keep on forgetting. My trainer's Jason Riley, and I can't remember the name of the, because it's new to football. But no, he used to work at IMG, and but it went really well. Yeah, definitely. I think just the type of player I am. He kind of, you know, with our offense, kind of tweaked a few things to work better to the type of player I am. I think overall it just made me a better player.
Are you a certain kind of tight end? I mean, anymore in the NFL, there's sort of a hybrid player.
I think more generally right now that more people would classify me as a hybrid, more of a receiving tight end.
More of a Dallas Clark type of guy?
Yeah.
He just signs a big contract. Do you kind of notice how he's, if you can do more like that, you know, the pot things are in
there? Yeah, I know at the same time I need to improve upon my blocking, but yeah, that definitely doesn't hurt.
So you played up in the slot all the time, right?
No, I lined up at tight end quite a bit, more times than not, but also was put in the slot.
So you played the traditional tight end?
Yeah.
Do you think that gives you an edge?
I hope so. I'd like to think so.
What are your hopes for the draft? Have you heard anything? Where do you expect to maybe go?
As far as my age, I told him I really didn't want to even have any idea of where exactly I'm going to fall, where the people have me on their draft board right now. But just give me a better idea after the combine, because I feel on the workout day that hopefully my stock will increase. Oh, yeah, I completely feel like a tight end now. It's been a transition in the making the past three years, but I definitely feel like a tight end now. As far as the workouts, I just feel in every single one of the running things, and then even with the bench press thing, that people are going to be surprised, and you know, I'm not going to disappoint when it comes Saturday.
What about you guys played Notre Dame, John Carlson from Notre Dame, he's protected to go pretty high. Talk about him, what you know about him, or have you seen him play
much? I really haven't seen too much. I know I've seen him during the game when we played him, but really haven't seen too much of him.
Do you know anything about him in particular?
No. Actually, I think yesterday was actually the first time that I met him. But I really haven't got to see him ever on film because, you know, really haven't ever watched Notre Dame's offense on film.
Dustin, when you're a receiver who gets converted to tight end, you think you have to overcome some perceptions that you're not as strong a blocker as maybe teams want you to be or whatever?
Oh, most definitely. You definitely have that knock immediately. Is he tough enough or is he willing to get his head in there and block somebody? And, you know, hopefully, you know, you don't get much of a chance to prove that at the combine. But hopefully people will get to watch a little bit more of my film and see that I am willing to get in there and block somebody.
How did the transition come about? You went to put him as a receiver?
Yeah, I was recruited as a receiver, and you know, it was the first time really ever getting in a weight room, put on a lot of weight, and then slowly but surely they made that transition into springtime, the spring ball, where I became a tight end.
What were you? What was your weight?
Coming into Purdue?
What was your weight when you made the transition?
230. Coming in is 210, I believe.
Was your first season at tight end?
No. I've all four of my years actually playing at Purdue. I've been a tight end. I weighed in today at 242.
Does it help you that maybe teams are starting to use tight ends more as slot, you know, receivers away from the end of the line of scrimmage? You know, maybe the trend is going that way. Is that playing to you?
I would hope so. I mean, it definitely doesn't hurt, if anything. I feel good at that weight. I feel like I can put on a lot. I could put on a lot more weight, but right now I think it's a really comfortable weight for me. As far as the league personnel are concerned, I don't know exactly where they want to, what kind of weight they want to see me at. They want me to be bigger, so you know, be better suited to block more, or if they want me to be lighter, so I can run routes more effectively.
How much you can put on?
Um,
kind of the same pass receiver and be able to be athletic the way you're.
I think they kind of have some type of general idea. Now, they can't predict exactly, you know, Dustin at 13 more pounds, then you wouldn't be able to move like this. But he knows that I'd be able to put a little bit more weight on and still be able to move as well as I do. Well, he hasn't straight up just said to me that way, like what exact weight, what he doesn't want me to get past, but he's giving me a kind of a range. Just, you know, we just pretty much we just lift into whatever I'm at, whatever I'm running at, feeling most comfortable. We stay at that.
Is there any way for you to know? You know your body the best.
Yeah.
How much you think you might be?
I'm really, no matter what my weight's been, I've always felt the same as far as moving. Eugene Parker. Just the combine. It's a great environment, surrounded by great athletes, and I'm just trying to show out a little more than everybody else.